Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, and today we have a new story. Amar in the Battle of Siffin is the title of today's story in the program Lantern. Amar Yasser was one of the special companions of the Noble Prophet, possessed such a high degree of faith that Noble Prophet had stated, Amar is replete with faith from head to toe, and faith has blended with and become part of his flesh and blood. After the death of the Noble Prophet, he continued to be of those who supported Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and when the Battle of Siffin commenced, he fought on the side of Imam, peace be upon him. One day coming out of the ranks of the Imam's army, he stationed himself before the enemy force and said, O Lord, you are aware that if I were to realize that your happiness lies in my hurling myself into the seas, I would surely do so. And if I were to know that your happiness lies in that I fling myself upon the point of a sword so that it enters into my stomach and emerges from the back of my neck, I would certainly do so. I know that today your happiness lies in waging a battle with these sinning and corrupt people. And had I known of an act that would have pleased you more, I would have surely opted for it. Then raising his voice, he said, Whoever desires Allah's pleasure and does not desire to return to his wealth and children should come to me. He was eventually martyred after displaying great valor and courage in the battlefield. Reaching his dead body, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, sat down, placed his head upon his thighs, and as he wept, said, O death, it appears that you are totally familiar with those whom I love. You come and take them away from me.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكراً يا رب.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program Lantern and the important points of this nice story.
Well, what we do in Lantern is to talk about different religious stories and then try to shed light and explain some points that can be useful for us as Muslims. Well, today we intend to talk about the great character of Ammar Yasir, who was one of the greatest fellows of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the most faithful followers of the true Islam. There are people whose faith is easy when the truth is popular. And then there are people whose faith is tested when the truth becomes difficult to recognize. Ammar ibn Yasir was one of these people. His story is not simply the story of a man who became a Muslim. It is a story of a man who remained faithful when faith demanded courage, when it demanded sacrifice, and perhaps, and most importantly, clarity. Ammar was among the earliest believers in Islam. He and his parents, Yasir and Sumayya, were among the first Muslims in Mecca. Their faith came at a terrible price. The Quraysh persecuted them because they refused to abandon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message that he had brought. Yasir was killed and Sumayya became one of the first martyrs of Islam. Ammar survived, however, but surviving did not mean that his surviving was over. He was tortured severely and was forced under the unbearable circumstances to say words that were contrary to what he believed. And here we find one of the most moving moments in the Holy Book of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب أليم. Whoever disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after his belief, except for the one who is forced to renounce their religion, while his heart is secure in faith, but those who willingly open their hearts to disbelief, upon on them is wrath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them is a great punishment. Surah An-Nahl, verse number 106. This verse is particularly meaningful when we remember Ammar. His words on the torture did not represent what was in his heart. And Islam recognized the difference between a person who willingly abandons faith and a person who is forced while his heart remains firmly attached to it. The Prophet ﷺ comforted Ammar after what has happened to him. And this teaches us something very beautiful. That faith is not always measured by what the world can see. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the battle that's happening inside a person's heart. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Okay, well, dear listeners, you are listening to Lantern, and we are talking about the life of Ammar bin Yasir. Okay, well, Ammar's greatest lesson that gave to us, along with what we talked about, was not simply that he endured persecution. You know, it was that he continued to recognize truth, even when the political and social atmosphere around him became confusing. After the Prophet's death, the Muslim community experienced enormous changes and disagreements. Decades later, during the conflict between Imam Ali alayhi salam and Muawiyah, Ammar stood beside Imam Ali alayhi salam. And this was not a casual political preference. Ammar had known the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally. You know, he had lived through the earliest days of Islam. He had suffered for the faith before Islam had power, before Islam had wealth and even political authority. He understood that loyalty to Islam was not merely loyalty to an institution. It meant recognizing where the truth stood. Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. I really hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن